This is Grace Cavalieri, Mayor and Poet Laureate. We're here at HOCO Palitzo. These are teens seen and heard, and we are brought to you by the Fund for the Future of Children.
One thing we did was to take a piece of paper and pass it around the room, hidden, so that each poet here wrote one line and could not see the one before it or the one after it. And when we opened the page, this is the poem we heard. And each poet will step up and read his or her line.
I hope to continue writing poetry after this class.
Hope is not a person, but it is within one.
When seeds of hate bloom to flowers of love.
I am a melody, ringing pure and true over a cacophony.
A voice, lovely and gaunt and lost.
That is the Teen Workshop at Howard County, and now we are each going to read a bit of the elevator poem. The elevator poem is one where we went into the elevator of our lives, into the building of our lives, and found a floor. And we got off on that floor, and we wrote a little bit about it. So let's hear just an excerpt from each one of these stories. And when you come up, say your name, just your first name, and then tell the part that you would like to say.
This is Mark.
What floor were you on, Mark?
Floor 8.
8 years old.
I feel guilty that I pushed her into doing something she didn't want to do. I also feel loved because she chose to make me happy instead of doing something else.
This is Taylan.
Time flies when you're having fun. No, scratch that. Time flies when you're waiting for something that will never come.
Faison, being in a car with my best friends and engaging in banter and interesting and thought-provoking discussion, it was as if the rest of the world didn't exist for a moment.
I stood looking down at the scene.
Across from my seat, the very front of the bus, their brown leather that sticks when my thighs are still too long. Skinny thighs must have been.
Now, in the elevator poem, some people could not access their floor, and so they chose to be more creative than that, and Nina entered the elevator and described it.
My elevator buttons are covered with tape, chalky and translucent but muddled all the same. When the elevator stops, the doors open up. I know not the number, only the view. Sometimes a girl will have a name that I knows from second or first, but usually I'll find that part of my mind is without order.
I am happy for the incoming birth of a child. My cousins, Katie and Alexis, are having a baby together. The baby shower is soon. I can't wait to meet her. Katie and Alexis love books. They talk to me about what I'm writing. They talk to me about what they are writing. We walk and talk about what we are reading, compare, contrast, recommend, and explore. They got married a year or two ago. I can't remember. They had gender-neutral bathrooms. It was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. It looked straight out of a fantasy novel. It was in an art venue, so there was always something to look at. I'm glad I'm not the first to like girls in the family.
Nina, I'm afraid it dies with me. I'm afraid the little bird passed to my hands, a new sisterhood. It does not have dry wings, yet I don't see any hands to let my darling rest in, and I cannot stay here.
We continue with our young poets reading something they're afraid of or something they're happy about. Name?
Taylan.
I am afraid of this monster will consume you whole. No turning back, no running. Face it, change it. This monster is racism.
I am afraid. Afraid of those with power they don't deserve. Afraid of people who choose wrong over right. There is always a choice. I am afraid that we are trying to make the world a better place, but that people find every chance to make the choice of hate. There are always choices.
Faison, I am afraid of climate change and our lack of action against it.
One of our prompts and our exercises was to have the students just list where they came from so that we get a little bit of context to their lives and get to know who they are. We are in Howard County at Hoco Palazzo.
I am from paper and trash cans, from the smell of new season steak ready for consumption. I am from the autumn leaves leaving way for spring buds. I am from the times I have failed and tried again.
I am from the warmth of my family. I come from bread baking and the smell of garlic. I come from pasta and pizza, even if I don't like tomatoes. I come from math. I come from science. I come from years of tradition and breaking it as well. I come from confusion. I come from music. I live and breathe music. It comes from my dad's side of the family and spread to my mom's. I come from an accepting church with a female rector. I come from my imagination, all the little bits that never quite make it on paper. I come from teachers on my mom's, entrepreneurs on my dad's. I come from broken hearts and broken trust. I come from self-induced isolation.
I'm from Cadenceville, Maryland. Both of my parents are immigrants from Pakistan, and I grew up in an Islamic Pakistani household. My neighborhood was an immigrant community. My mother's cooking heavily relied on the usage of various curries and spices. My older brother was my first best friend as a child.
I come from Baltimore, not the gun violence and hate, but love and compassion. I come from a single-parent home with a sister. I come from a family.
I come from a house that talks. Don't step on that board, or do, if your ears long for that creak. But if there's a monster afoot, best not.
Wonder by Kathleen DeVale. Wonder, such a cliche, but I'm writing this anyway. Wonder is the sky at dawn in October, its edges purple with glee. It turns to Cotton County round midway through. At the center, it looks like Halloween. Wonder is a starlit sky, billions of bright stars smiling down. As the moon casts a serene stare, painting a silver scene all around. Wonder is the eyes of a young child as they stare at the lion or tiger. Their eyes are wide and curious, filled with thousands of questions unanswered.
Why Do We Have to Be Brave? By Mark DeVale. When will the grass be green, not tinted but the stench of blood? When will the sky be blue, not smudged with the ashes from the fires of war? When will the ground be hard, not riddled with bullets for those who are different? Why is the grass not green, the sky not blue, the ground not hard? Why does hate billow from every pore of the body? Why do men, women, and children die to settle dispute? Why do we have to be brave? Why can't we be free?
These are the young writers of Howard County.
This is Grace Cavalieri, Maron Poet Laureate. We're here at Hoco Palazzo. We've had a wonderful time because these are teens seen and heard, and we are brought to you by the Fund for the Future of Children.